call up saying they need slices. Other ones called up so they don't need slices. I don't know. But I don't want to have that kind of debate. I'm not a topic kind of guy. Some guys have a topic they use for the whole show. You know, that's a ranting and raving kind of thing. I like bouncing. I like the pogo stick method of the pogo stick, where you jump and bounce from topic to topic. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Grace, how about that song that you used to sing about the guy named Dick? The girl sang it?
Yeah, the one, yeah, about Richard,
tuck
yeah.
It in.
All right, well, I'll see what I can do.
Okay.
Thank you.
Right, bye.
All right, I've got lots of stuff lined up for you. Got stories, got quizzes, and we will be involving the studio audience and all kinds of good stuff. And I'll be looking at a lot of eerie things, too, as time goes by. A lot of eerie things. Oh, yeah. Stories of perhaps that you wouldn't read in your normal tabloids, I managed to seek out and find. Even, not to belabor the bone dry point, but I find it. Much as the blower at 4321101 provides me with a source of material and stimulation. When I get off the air and I have that bone dry and I talk to people in bars and restaurants, it's a tremendous story of world exposure. I saw this guy come in, looked like mid-60s. He's wearing chaps and a cowboy hat. And he had dust all over his shoulders and his butt. I said, hey, looks like you had a hard day on the ranch. He said, well, you know, that I drew a bad horse at the rodeo and threw me pretty good. Didn't quite make it to the whistle. I said, you bad horse at the rodeo. How old are you, sir, if you don't mind my asking? He said, I'm 65. I said, you still on the rodeo circuit? He said, yeah, but I don't do the Brahma Bulls anymore, just the Buck and Bronc. I said, but a Buck and Bronc, 65 years of age. Bartender, get this man whenever he wants. That's unbelievable. He said, yeah, I wouldn't mind having a double. I'm celebrating. My father just got hired by a semi-pro football team. I said, your father? He says, yeah, plays linebacker, semi-pro, 88 years of age. I said, 88 years of age? And he's playing semi-pro? I said, yeah, as a matter of fact, he is. Of course, he's not playing this weekend. I'm not riding in the rodeo. My grandfather's getting married, so we're all flying out to Texas. Funny, his wedding day's on birthday, 114. I said, 114? I said, what a tremendous genetic line you have. Here you are, 65, on the rodeo circuit. Your dad, 88, linebacker playing football. And here's your grandfather, 114, and he wants to get married. I said, no, he didn't want to get married. He got to get married.
What D.C. has for breakfast? The Grease Man, D.C. 101.